podcast is about Peter Sagan's Tarmac SL7 2021 bike size and fitting. Hello, my name is Mika from DMCX.com. Peter got a new bike. He actually got the new bike at the end of the year 2019, at the end of the month of December. He got non-officially, it was not released to the public, but he got, I'm saying Peter, but it's basically the whole team of Bora Hansgrohe. But as I'm referring to Peter now, I'm talking about Peter. So he got a new bike, which was a Tarmac SL7, and he was told that his bike is going to replace altogether his favorite bike, the aero-shaped Venge, and the Tarmac SL6. So one bike do it all. And if you look at the shape of both the Tarmac SL7, and if you look at the and you compare it with the aero Venge, you can see that the bikes are really different, and it is famous, it is said that Peter's favorite bike was a Venge. So as we know, Peter is a very powerful sprinter, and obviously for him to switch from that sturdy aero-shaped road bike to a bit more like a lightweight style, like a closer design to the Tarmac SL6 visually, so it was probably a challenge and giving some friction for Peter's brain. However, well, like now it's almost 1 year, and now the whole team Bora Hansgrohe is racing on the Tarmac SL7, and it's actually very successful, very efficient bike actually. So to make it short, basically the Tarmac SL7 replaces the Tarmac SL6 and the Venge altogether. It got a little bit of the best of both bikes, so it got more aero than the Tarmac SL6. But it got lighter than the Venge, so it's basically they did kind of meet the. What did specialize with the bike is they did optimize the two bikes to finally get to one bike. So the Tarmac SL7 got more aero-shaped rear triangle, which gives it a look of a bit more. Sturdy, a bit fatter rear triangle, but the advantage it does provide more stiffness for the frame laterally, so especially when you push on the pedals very hard, like a sprinter, like Peter Sagan. Right, so now I'm gonna jump straight to the specific sizing of Peter on his new bike, which is not new anymore because, well, since the season restarted at the end of the spring 2020, the whole team is racing on that new bike. But however, it is new for Peter and for my podcast. It is a new model now. Right, so Peter is a very powerful sprinter, very strong, and he is 1.84 meters tall, and his optimum form weight is 74 kilograms, so you can see that he's a powerful guy, very very powerful guy. He's racing on the size 56 centimeter, which is the same size, same frame size as the previous bike he was riding, which was a Venge. So it is not a big switch in terms of sizing, and luckily enough, or it's probably on purpose, but Specialized actually did some optimization of the frame on the design of the tubes, but basically it's very very close size between the previous models and the new model. The main difference on the sizing, on the geometry, is there is a 1 millimeter difference about the top tube length, so it's really just 1 millimeter, right? And then where is the main one, it will be the head tube. It is 3 millimeters shorter in comparison, and the fork the fork length is actually 3 millimeters longer. So basically the fork got longer and the head tube got shorter. And that's giving more stiffness to the frame, actually, a shorter head tube. That's basically where the main difference. The remaining, everything is identical. Same angles same angles of the head tube and seat tube, exactly the same chainstay length, same wheelbase, same BB drop. So basically it's just a matter of finding the good position to meet the saddle height and the handlebar position compared to the previous bike. And Peter has on his new bike, on the Tarmac SL7, he used a stem of 150 mm length. It is a proprietary from the Tarmac SL7, so it is an integrated stem. It got minus 6 degrees angle. It is mated with S-Works 420 mm width handlebar. It is everything is anyway on this bike except the groupset. Everything is from specialized brand like Ancestors brand. The saddle height is measured from the center of the bottom bracket to the top of the saddle is 755 mm. The seat post is 20 mm offset type. And the saddle is set the position of the saddle is with 70 millimeters setback. And the front of the saddle to the handlebar reach, or the where you put your hands on the top bar, on the top of the handlebar, is 617 millimeters. And the difference between the top of the saddle and the top of the handlebar is 105 millimeters, which indicate that Peter is still soft, right? I mean, he still have a supple body. He can flex to reach the bar, but obviously he's a sprinter, so he need to decrease the drag as much as possible while staying very powerful with strong muscles, legs. So if he's too much inclined, it might give him a harder time when he's sprinting. But obviously he's sprinting standing on the pedals, so that's okay. It's not giving too much handicap, like if he was a climber, fine. That's what I'm trying to explain. Okay, so while I was talking about the pedals, he's racing with a crank length of 172.5 millimeters, and the pedals are actually specific, how can I say, it is a typical setup for Peter, because he got quite large or wide Q factor, so he's using special models of Shimano Duralex pedals. Shimano actually offer a special type of pedals, which are called the SPD R9100L, L for large. And the pedals have 4 millimeters extra width for the Q factor. So that's really specific to Peter. Last year he was using the same pedal setup actually, and because he also has a wide Q factor, he also use a wider saddle. He use the specialized Ronin Evo, which are offering two type of widths, and he's using the 155 millimeters width. That's the widest one. So that's pretty much all for the bike setup. And then, well, the remaining of the bike is the same as always. Almost as always. The group set is still Shimano Dura-S DI2 11 speed, electronic shifting and hydraulic disc brakes. And as a sprinter, Peter used shifting satellite shifters on the handlebar, so they can shift when the hands are inside the drops, can shift much faster. Where there is a difference, it's in the wheels. Obviously, Shimano sister company or the brand of wheels, of Roval, have some needs for good marketing. So they provide the wheels which are not tubeless, not tubular. They are clean shore wheels. So try to make some sense of marketing, right? So now we got the Sprinter back on clean shores. The Rovals are the Rapid CLX, and the front one got 51mm rim height, and the rear one got 60mm rim height. And obviously here it's a clincher wheels type, so the clincher are also from a specialized brand. They are the cotton one, so very excellent rubber and excellent comfort, I would say. How can I say that to describe this? It's a very comfortable type of tires, very smooth feeling of riding even at high pressure. And they are fitted with latex tubes, so, and this also provide excellent rolling efficiency. It does decrease drag with the latex tubes, and also the comfort of riding is really good. I really like it. So it is interesting to see the Sprinter back on clinchers here, but obviously marketing is in play. The reason for 51mm and the 60mm rim brakes is apparently the front is where the aerodynamic is most important. So it's apparently Roval is saying that because of a lower rim height compared than the rear one, you got more efficient, and on the rear you got more power because the rim is higher, and the aerodynamic drag is not hitting the same, or it's not as important as on the front. That's the reason. So it makes sense, because on the rear this is where you got all the power going through the wheel, so it makes sense. Okay, I think I've been through everything. If you have any question or comments regarding what I've talk in this podcast, please leave me a message. But if you can, leave me the message on my website, because this is where I put my focus. Obviously, I don't know where you're going to listen to this podcast, if it's on Apple Podcast or on Amazon or on Spotify or on Google. So I'm not sure where, if you write a comment there, I'm not sure if I will be able to see it. So that's why I don't want to be making people upset, because they feel like I don't reply to message. It's just like there are too many platforms. So if you can, please leave the message on my website, and you'll be sure I would reply personally as quick as I can. And also, please subscribe if it's not done yet, and catch you on the next episode. Thank you.